What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What about that tech push? Is it legit? Is it valid? Is it something that should be done? I think so. As it turns out, Sullivan is the son of a civil engineer, and he followed his mother to work every day at the Federal Airports Authority. And that's where he caught the engineering bug. He remembered following her to work as a child and being intrigued by what she did. And so he found engineering to be a very, very fascinating discipline. When mobile phones became popular in Nigeria, right before he left the country, he got a taste of how much they improved their lives by making communication easier and giving them increased mobility. And that's what initiated his interest in electrical engineering. He wanted to join the mobile revolution and create the devices of the future. So, in his obsession with mobile phones, Sullivan said he kept a notebook where he sketched futuristic designs. His plan was to rush through university and then go to work at Motorola. No surprise that he was tapped to lead Andela's growth in Nigeria. He grew up in Nigeria, actually considers himself a global citizen who's bounced around different cities and lecture rooms around the world. His professional career, though, started in the isolated library archives at Northwestern University, where he started out with moving and rearranging hundreds of books. Then he moved into a hobby of buying mobile phones for cheap from India and Dubai, playing with them, and then selling them for more on eBay. The experiences, he said, really served as an eye-opener for him. He realized that he could actually earn income without relying on his parents all the time. And for him, I mean, you know, a lot of times here in America, we'll go ahead and head on over to wherever we're going to go, grocery store, a retail store, somewhere, making some money. And, you know, we may be making enough to buy a few books for school, maybe buy some tennis shoes and a few other clothing items here and there. Maybe even, you know, help put a few groceries on the table. And so, you know, we kind of grow up kind of early thinking, wow, you know, I'm not independent, but hey, I'm able to do something for myself. Can you imagine coming from an environment where you really relied heavily, in fact, completely, on mom and dad all the time? Yes, for him, for Sullivan, it was a profound discovery that he did not have to rely completely on mom and dad for finances. Even think about some of the young children in America who have made some pretty sharp technological discoveries, started their own businesses and into the millions, even some of them before they graduate from high school. Well, for Sullivan, it was an eye-opener big time when he realized he could do something to earn money himself and, you know, just kind of, I guess if this is the way he was looking at it, give mom and dad a break. So he joined Bain & Company, which is a top management consulting firm, after graduating. He spent some time in general management consulting before moving to the private equity group. He joined HP before enrolling at Harvard, where he earned an MBA degree. Eventually, he turned down an offer from Google in order to move back to Nigeria. And he says, you know, I can understand why people might think, hey, you know, this is crazy. I have an offer from Google. By the way, please keep that in mind. I understand that we definitely need to see some improvement. Major improvement with a lot of our American technological companies when it comes to being more open to people of color and general black people in particular. But do keep in mind some of the progress that is being made. And some people would say, wow, you got an offer from Google. You turned that down to move back to Nigeria and do something there. He says he doesn't regret it at all. Every hour of his time spent creating something will go a longer way in helping in improving Nigeria more so than elsewhere. For him, that's home. You have to remember that. Home is home. I know a lot of people say home is where the heart is, and a lot of people, you know, you have to think about that. Where is any given individual's heart? Very often, that is home for them. And just because it may not be home for everyone else, that doesn't mean it's not home for anyone else. He wanted to return to his home, Nigeria. He wanted his children to call Nigeria home. And the only way he could guarantee that is if he plays a role in making it the home that they all desire. Infrastructure and technology, critical elements of Nigeria's path forward. And he would like to be a part of that journey. So that's what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen. Working with a very, very significant high-tech company in his effort to help make life better. And again, I really appreciate the people who are working with him and with other Nigerians to make life better. By the way, speaking of making life better, I really would appreciate it if we had more companies, oil companies and others, diamond companies and others, to stop taking advantage of Nigerian employees, or African employees, because it's not just in Africa where you have so many people just being taken advantage of. And when I say that, I don't mean just the owners of the diamond companies, the owners of the oil companies, etc. But how about the government or leaders of the various African countries who are taking advantage of African employees? I would love to see them doing something better to really do what they can, what is obviously in their power to do, to make life better for Africans. All right, let me share with you what we have coming up in the coming days. Starting on Monday, April 9th, when I'll be speaking with Dr. Stephen Post, who's going to share with us very real benefits, and I mean some major benefits, of being good and doing good. It's going to be a powerful conversation. There's so much. I mean, he's going to talk about the physiological benefits of being and doing good, the psychological benefits of being and doing good. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a very important conversation taking place right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., Monday, April 9th at 1 o'clock. So be sure to join me. Another important conversation taking place next week, as a matter of fact, on Friday, has to do with empowering us to celebrate diversity. Sally Khan, who has done much work with CNN and other major networks, media, has written a book entitled The Opposite of Hate, A Field Guide to Repairing Our Humanity. And I think that that is something that we can all agree. It's something that we need to work on. We have too many leaders and we have too many non-leaders of our country who are really pushing hatred and division. Sally Khan is striving to take us in the opposite direction. The opposite of hate. A field guide to repairing our humanity. Not just our relationships, but repairing our humanity. I'll be speaking with her next Friday, Power Friday at 1 o'clock. From 1 until 1:20, Sally Khan. Please be sure to join us. As a matter of fact, most weeks by Sunday evening, you can simply go to speakingwith.com and click on this week's guests and topics, and that will let you know what we're planning to be talking about for that week and who our guests may be. And do remember that you can click on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And you can hear the program of your choice at your convenience. Coming up, Ms. Susan Seldon and I will be discussing human trafficking. Be back in just a few.